Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for our live call-in show for this past Sunday evening, December 13th, 2020. We take your calls. We talk about all the stuff happening for New Year's Eve 2020 down at Walt Disney World. It's going to be a lot different. You know, the parks are not going to be open until midnight, none of them, but they are going to have small offerings at the resorts. We talk about Star Wars race weekend going virtual, the investor call from last week, all the stuff heading to Disney Plus and how that's going to affect our theme park experiences. Lots of fun calls, lots of great discussions on today's show. Don't forget three ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Book your next trip with our great travel partners over at themagicforless.com. Their services are absolutely free to you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you do your online shopping this holiday season. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for carrying the show during the second half of 2020 where the world got flipped upside down. I can't thank you enough. If you'd like to become a patron, get some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest podcast live call-in show here on Facebook and YouTube. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. We know that this time of the year it starts to get hectic because, you know what? I follow this Christmas countdown account on Twitter. And it always tells me, you know, you have one Friday until Christmas or you have 11 days until Christmas. And so I know that I probably should start my shopping here soon. I always do recruit Paige and Mallory to help me with my shopping for my wife. That's the good part about having two daughters that are getting older. They can help take some of the stress off during the holiday season because my wife buys the gifts for everybody else. But it is one of those things that it is getting to be a busy time of the year. So thank you for taking the podcast with you wherever you go. I sure appreciate that. I know you're probably listening to some holiday tunes, you know, Hanukkah songs, Christmas songs, whatever you celebrate. I hope you're just enjoying this time of the year because I think this year we've kind of said it a few times. You know, the old song, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. I think we need a little Christmas right this very year. So I know that we probably can't celebrate as much as we normally do. I know that we're having all kinds of discussions as to what Christmas Eve is going to look like for us and our family because we normally go over to my in-laws. My wife has four sisters, and the sisters all, you know, we have families, and her parents is where we go. They have a small house. We're all sitting right on top of each other, and it's the only thing in previous years is that it's just hot because it's a small house and there's a bunch of us in there and the Christmas tree is blazing because it's so hot from all the lights. We have all this, the food and the ovens on and all that stuff. So this year, who knows? So we're still trying to work that out, but whatever you do, stay safe. But please do take time to listen to some Christmas music on the radio. You know, make some Christmas cookies like Bob. Bob is very generous. Last year, one of the highlights of Christmas last year, two things, and they're both cookies. Bob sent these amazing cookies, and we just destroyed them so fast. They were gone. Like, everybody, like, we were fighting over them. Even Paige, when she got back, she got some. Mallory and I were battling for the cookies, and, of course, my wife was in them as well. Then we had to replace them with this thing that somebody posted on social media from Costco. It was like a sampler platter of Christmas cookies. I think it was like 80 or 90 cookies. Holy smokes, we had a lot of cookies last year, so we're getting ready to get into that groove. Wherever you are, hope you're having a great holiday season, but again, thank you for making the Be Our Guest podcast a part of your celebrations. Now, I do want to say before we get rolling tonight, a huge thank you. You know, this time last week, I was on the delayed flight from, you know, Orlando back to St. Louis, which seemed to take about 9 hours to get home. But we were down there at Give Kids the World last Saturday, 8 nights ago. And we got to raise over $26,000 because of our amazing community. So if you tuned in, if you donated, even if you didn't, if you helped spread the word, thank you for being you. Thank you for helping us help those who could really use it this time of the year because Give Kids the World is a magical place. We got to visit the Night of a Million Lights, and it truly was magical. I mean, it was as close as you could ever get to the Osborne lights over at Disney's Hollywood Studios that we sorely miss at this point. But more importantly, you got to see character. You got to see folks that were doing this not for profit. They were doing this out of the kindness of their hearts. They're doing this to help people that need it. We got to speak to a gentleman, and it'll be on the podcast feed here in the next couple weeks, who, you know, he was in charge of, it sounded like he did the Osborne lights for Disney, and he was over at the studios, and he talks about how, you know, once they got the lights on, they didn't turn them off because, you know, one bulb goes out, they all go out kind of thing. But it was just amazing how many people took the time to give of their talents, their times. And then I know a lot of folks donated gifts for us to auction off on the auction. Thank you so much for doing that. I mean, we had like an annual pass holder cutting board went for hundreds of dollars. I mean, that's crazy, but it was great because all that money goes to Give Kids the World. So thank you so much for being a part of that. You know, thank you is not enough. I say that, and, you know, I want to say that, and I want to say that for the next hour. I wish I could say more, but this is the blessing of having this podcast. It's the friendships. But more than that, it's that we get to do something good, because this will, even though it probably won't happen in 2020, at some point in 2021, when the world starts getting back to normal, the money you guys donated or the gifts you guys donated for the auctions are going to make a real, real impact to a family that needs it desperately. So thank you for being you. Thank you for allowing us to do things like that, because it was a blessing for Ricky and I to be at the Village. Pam wanted to be there. She couldn't be there because of contact tracing. She was there online. You know, all the folks from Magical Wishes for Kids were there. It was just, it was a blessing. So thank you for allowing us to have this podcast, because without you guys, I'd just be sitting here talking to a wall in my basement. And it's truly a blessing. So thank you so much for being there. Oh my gosh, the dog found a squeaky toy. Hopefully she puts it away. Okay, let's hit the news real quick, and then we'll take your calls at 407-413-9395. Let me just grab this squeaky toy. I've never done this live on the air, but since I'm the only one home,
Riley,
let me get this squeaky toy away from the dog. Yes, this is live podcasting, and she thinks I'm going to throw it to her. I just hit it. It's her hedgehog. Okay, this is my world. The girls are in the Wisconsin Dells for cheerleading or on their way home. So it's just been Riley and I all weekend. I've been eating Totino's party pizzas and Taco Bell, of course, tonight for dinner. So here we go. So let's get to the news, sponsored by themouseforless.com, where Ricky writes all this, but she probably also reads it. All right, so first story of the night, and I got to do this last weekend down at Walt Disney World. Select locations now have mobile merchandise checkout. This is kind of strange. We talked about this a little bit on the live show from Give Kids the World. Basically, I know that they were doing this at Mouse Gear, at Epcot, and at Everything Pop at Pop Century. You just grab this clear bag. It looks like one of the bags you use for bag check at one of the Run Disney races. It's just a clear, like, just a clear merchandise bag. And you go around the store. You open up your app to My Disney Experience. You click on the button that says to shop in that store. And then basically you just scan QR codes. And it'll give you your discounts built into that. So if it knows if you're an annual pass holder, it'll take your annual pass discount. And it'll, you know, you scan all these things, you put them in your bag. And then what you do is, instead of going to the checkout lines, you go to the exit of the store, and there's a little kiosk there. And, somebody checks all of your stuff in your bag against your kind of receipt on your My Disney Experience, app. And then they just check you out, because, for example, I had Crocs and I had a couple of sweatshirts for the girls. And all three things had security items on them, you know, those like ink things that they have to take off. So you got to go to them, because they have to remove those things, or else it'll, you know, I guess it would mess up your purchase. But it's super simple. Now, I don't know if this is any faster. I was just doing it to do it. But, you know, it will keep some people out of lines, which I think is kind of interesting. So mobile checkout, maybe do it. Maybe, I think it's the folks who, like, at Walmart or the grocery store who do their self-checkout. This is right up your alley. What I think it's going to be good for is, I went to the Riviera right before I headed to Give Kids the World for the live show on Saturday. Excuse me. And I just wanted to get a few Coke Zero bottles. This would have been perfect for that. I could have just got into the cooler, scan, show the person on the way out, and I'm out of there. Instead, they didn't have it at the Riviera gift shop, so I just had to wait in line behind like six people for a couple of Cokes. So that, I think that's where it's going to work best. All right, next story. This one's for Alfred and some other folks. There are going to be some New Year's events at Walt Disney World. So we're getting longer park hours, but none of the parks are open till midnight, which I kind of expected, but it looks like they've announced Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve will be open from 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock p.m. Epcot's going to be a 10 to 10 park on New Year's Eve. The studio's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Animal Kingdom is going to be open 7 a.m. That's early, till 8 p.m. And Disney Springs will close at 11 on that night. Now, here's the thing. The hotels are going to be having smaller celebrations for New Year's Eve. What that's going to be, they're going to tell you upon arrival. So I think they still don't know, but it is exciting that they are planning on something. I would guess that it would be like a movie under the stars. I'm sure they're going to give out hats and noisemakers at your hotel, stuff like that. And they are also going to have fireworks. Yay! But the fireworks are going to be pre-recorded and on the TV. So you got to go back to the room to see your fireworks. So we will see how this goes, and I will be excited to see. I mean, it's better than nothing, right? I mean, there's not going to be much to do anywhere in the world this year for New Year's Eve. At least there's going to be something at your hotel, and if you really, really love New Year's Eve fireworks, just check it out on those gigantic TVs in your room. We have Festival of the Arts information coming out now. We even have some menus, and of course, Festival of the Arts is over at Epcot, and this year it's going to run from January 8th through February 22nd. Oh, marathon weekend, it would have been going on. So anyway, you can take in all of the Festival of the Arts menus. You're going to have Broadway performances. Let's see. You got Figment's Brush with the Master Scavenger Hunt. That was always a lot of fun, where you go around and search for things with stickers. Just kind of, it's like the cookie trail they're doing right now. There's going to have, you know, they'll have all the merchandise you can buy. The paint by number will be back, that kind of stuff. So Festival of the Arts, January 8th. I can't believe we're less than a month away from Festival of the Arts. And the last story, kind of sad. Wah, wah, wah. Another Run Disney weekend has gone virtual. That's right. The Force was not with us this year. Star Wars Race Weekend in April has gone virtual, which I think we all saw this one coming. It was supposed to take place April 15th to 18th, 2021. But of course, you cannot have a Run Disney weekend while there is less capacity than 100%. And you cannot have a Run Disney race weekend when there is a mask mandate in place. If I had to guess, and again, I don't know, they don't ask me, but if I had to guess, I would say that Marathon Weekend 2022 will be the next time we will be running at Walt Disney World. But I could be wrong. Wine and Dine, I would say, has got a 25% chance. But I would say we're shooting for 13 months from now to have the big one and get back to racing next year. Well, in 2022. So we'll see, though. We don't know. But again, if you want to run the virtual races, just go to rundisney.com. It'll tell you all the information. If you are registered, you will get an email and you can switch to virtual or you can cancel for a refund. All right. That is the news. So now, here's my question for today. Of course, we can talk about any of the news stories. When do you think the next Run Disney race will be? Do you do the virtual races? Here's another question I have for everybody as you call in. 2020 has been a year that we could not see coming, right? I mean, when 2020 started, January, February, I was running Marathon Weekend in January. I ran Princess in February. It was going to be a normal year like all others. However, the end of February starts happening. The beginning of March, the world falls apart. What did we learn from 2020? Like, what have we learned about planning trips? What have we learned about travel? What have we learned that'll sustain us? The things that we think will stick around for 2021 and beyond. Like, what kind of lessons have we gotten out of 2020 that we just could not have gotten otherwise? Of course, now we have character cavalcades. We have physical distancing. We have, you know, the use of technology is more prevalent than ever. So we are going to discuss tonight, what have we learned from 2020 going on Disney vacations that other than without COVID happening, without the closures, we would not even be talking about. So that's something to talk about tonight. Also, yeah, I mean, Scott brings up a good point in the chat that it seems like there will be no more Star Wars race weekends. They did kind of mention that they're going to retheme that race weekend in 2022. So I don't know, you know, maybe they're going to do a Marvel race weekend possibly on the East Coast because they did that out West at Disneyland. I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, new themes are always fun. New medals are always fun. But I do feel bad for those that did not get the Kessel. I didn't get the Kessel either. I wanted the Millennium Falcon. Dang. You know, it's one of those things, though. So just keep your hopes up if you're a runner. We are going to run at Walt Disney World again. We don't know what the themes are going to be. But just keep your training up. Keep running. Keep enjoying life. And just hang in there. It'll be here before you know it. Because remember, a lot of us, you know, we went years and years without knowing what Run Disney offered. And so there you go. All right. So tonight we have lots to talk about. If you want to get in, it's 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. All right. Let's get our first caller of the night. Looks like it's Alfred. Alfred, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to get all my shopping done and wrapped and Christmas cards written and sent out.
You're ahead of me. I haven't even started. I need to get going.
I'm almost done. This week should be easy for me, I hope.
You never say that on a Sunday night. That means this weekend will be crazy. If I say, oh, it should be a slow week, that's always the week that it's like Disney puts out seven discounts and nine things get canceled.
Yeah, and we have a snowstorm in New York.
But see, here's the thing. Like I said, I've never been in New York City, but I mean, is New York City not just beautiful when it snows? Because that's what I always see on TV. Yeah. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah. But then it gets dirty and it doesn't look gorgeous
That's true. There's nothing worse than dirty snow. It's that fresh falling snow, but then you're right, it's just gross once it gets dirty.
Right. Yeah, we're just going to get hammered, I think. We haven't had a big storm in a few years, so I think it's going to happen.
Well, stay in or go out and make snow angels, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I'm staying in, especially when you got about 15 inches on the ground.
Holy smokes. I can't. So, we would not go anywhere for a month if that happened here.
Yeah, and we'll be back out the next day.
Well, because a lot of you guys don't drive, right? I mean, you know, you guys kind of keep like walking. Well, I guess under normal circumstances, public transportation.
Yeah, well, in New York City, yes, that's true.
Nice.
Remember, I'm just north of there.
Okay.
So I don't drive anymore, or at least for the time being. So when I did drive, I stayed in. I didn't go out. So that's how I look at things. Right now I can stay in and take advantage of it.
There you go. Yeah, my girls were up in Wisconsin this weekend, and they got snow. So they were sending me back all the FaceTime videos with all the snow. They got 6 inches.
Oh, wow.
It's probably the storm's
they
coming your way.
They must love that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because now they're heading back home.
Yeah. So New Year's Eve, I had some ideas of what they're going to do.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that you mentioned a movie. I don't think it'll be a movie. I'm thinking they'll have the big screen up and do the fireworks there.
That's a good idea.
So that everyone could be together.
But they don't want people. They don't want people together. They want people apart. No, I know what you're saying, because at the resort, it's more manageable to have people physical distance.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or they could do different areas. Put a screen up and do it. So they can keep it distanced. I really hope they give the hats. They can keep the horns.
No, you're going to get the horns. You're going to get both, because I guarantee you they've already bought those suckers and they're going to give them out. Because now, think about it. They're not going to have near the people that they would have. I'm telling you, you'll probably get three hats and three horns. Yeah, right. You're going
to
get enough for like the next 5 years, because they have enough for Epcot and all the, oh my gosh. Yeah, you got to be annoyed by the sounds, like, right? I mean, I've been at Epcot many times. It's so loud and annoying, but it's like, it's New Year's Eve. Yeah. Be ready. Yeah. You're getting them.
The minute they get the horns, they're going off. It's like, wait at least till midnight.
No, they start at Epcot. Like, they start giving them out about 3 p.m. It's a long day.
I know. It's a long day. Oh, so the good thing is maybe Epcot will be quieter this time if they're not giving them out in the park.
You know what, though? They might give them out at the park, too. That's a good question. Yeah. They might wait till the hotel, because you got to remember, though, there's going to be a lot of people there that aren't going to be resort guests. So maybe they'll give them out at Epcot. Just think about it, though.
Maybe.
There won't be as many people as normal, so it won't be as obnoxious.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, I hope they do something more than just that, though, for New Year's Eve. Like, it would be nice, maybe, if they had a pot of hot chocolate and they gave you hot chocolate and cookies. Or something like that. That would be nice. You know,
2020, the most tame New Year's Eve ever. You're getting hot chocolate and cookies.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. You know what, though? I think you're going to, I could almost guarantee this, you're going to have characters at every hotel because they're going around right now to the hotels. I was leaving last Sunday at the Riviera. I was heading back to Caribbean Beach because that's where I had to catch Magical Express. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I was cutting it close to get my bus at Magical Express. And I was thinking, do I have time to go through France and get an eclair? I was like, yes, I do have time for an eclair. I have to have an eclair. Line was a little bit long, took me a little bit longer, so I'm hustling. The eclair was worth it, though. So I get on Skyliner, get off at the Riviera. I'm like, okay, I'll just hustle from the Riviera stop, run through and get in, you know, get to the Caribbean Beach. When I go through Riviera, there's Goofy and Pluto. We're up on the balcony waving down at everybody over the, you know, like the bocce court. Yeah, so I think there'll be characters all over for New Year's.
I think you're right. That makes a lot of sense. Maybe they'll be in their holiday outfits or something. So
true.
That'll be cool.
Yep, I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that'll be nice. Now, you mentioned about the lesson.
Yeah, what's the lesson from 2020?
Live life and be spontaneous.
I agree. I agree. There's so many things, you know, we always say, well, the parks will be open, you know, and I'll be able to do that whenever I want. And, you know, I hope, you know, we're seeing as of the day we record this, obviously we record this on Sunday nights. It's December 13th, just in case you're listening to this down the road. And it's been a heck of a year. But the thing is, you know, we have the vaccines on airplanes. They're going out to, I saw them going from Louisville, Kentucky out, you know, to different places around the country, you know, and, I'm hoping that, you know, this is the beginning of the turnaround. So, but, you know, I think we have to, when we have things that are difficult in our history, a lot of times we learn from them short term, but I hope that, and I think that this has been so traumatic for all of us that I don't think we'll forget these lessons, but I hope that we will, like you said, seize the day, reach out to loved ones, you know, because once this goes away, it doesn't mean we can't use things like FaceTime to talk to relatives that are distant or maybe that are not able to get out of the house because they're just elderly. You know, I hope that we hang on to those lessons, you know, things like that.
Yeah. As I say, carpe diem.
Right.
Seize the day.
Correct.
You know, and like I was living that myself because I went in September and I probably should not have. But I said to myself, I have to do it just because it's something I had to fulfill for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and I took the precautions. I was careful. You know, if I saw someone coming towards me, I'd try to move over. You know, if I couldn't move over, I'll just run them over in my scooter. You know, that's fine, too. So.
And I will say, I mean, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk about this because we really got into other things on the shows last week was when I flew back this time last Sunday. I mean, I was on a full plane on Southwest. I mean, it was I think they said they sold 150 of the 174 seats. So, you know, I was in a full row. And of course, you know, it was a mom and a daughter next to me. I always sit in the windows. So there was a adult daughter and her mom. She was doing like work for college or something on her laptop the whole flight home. But I mean, you know, what are you going to do at that point? Right. I want to get home. Somebody sat down next to me. I couldn't really go anywhere. So I just, you know, I didn't hold my breath for 2.5 hours, but I kept my mask tight, you know, and I kept looking out the window and just, you know, tried to do the best I could. So, you know, things aren't always going to be perfect, but, you know, you just take the precautions and do the best you can.
Right. Yeah. They told me for my flight that I would have the middle seat empty.
I hope so. Yeah, so, I had it on the way down, empty.
Mm-hmm. But what if not? What if they decide to sell the seats?
Because they can sell them. Because, yeah, they started selling them the Monday that I flew down on a Thursday.
So I'm bringing my face shield So I'll have that. I'll have my mask, you know, just so I have that double protection.
That's a good
on
idea.
The flight if I need it.
That's a good idea. You know, I've always told this to my students. I said, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. And you know what? I've never felt like wearing a face shield, but I probably would have thrown one on for that flight home. I mean, I don't think I needed it, but I mean, what's it going to hurt? Yeah. It's 2 hours. I'd have thrown that sucker on. Yeah.
Right. And I brought it the last time with me and I didn't use it because I felt comfortable enough.
Right.
But this time, I don't know. You know, I'm already having doubts just the way everything is going, you know. They're talking how high the cases are in New York.
Things are going, I mean, Missouri, they've gone down a little bit the last couple of days. I don't know if that's just a, who knows, if that's just a
that's
fluke.
Good.
It is good.
That's
but
good if it is.
The thing is, you know, I was down there last weekend. It was definitely busier than August, right? Because August people were still like, the parks had just reopened. Us 3 weeks after the parks reopened when we were down, it was empty. Now, it was not empty this past weekend. It was not. But the thing is, it was still not as crowded as a normal day.
But it was a weekend.
Right. It was a weekend. And it was still less crowded than going over the summer. And people were still being very careful with paying attention to what they were doing. I felt fine. You know, I would tell you if I was a little nervous. I mean, I honestly would, but it was, it is what it is. Everybody, I think having that mask on keeps you like 24/7 aware that you need to be paying attention to what you're doing. It's like a physical reminder.
Like, I'm not afraid of being in Disney because they're still going to be very careful because anything goes wrong and they're crippled from that point on.
Exactly.
So I'm not afraid of being there. I'm afraid of the flights because you never know.
Right.
The airport, you don't know. You know, Disney, I know. They're going to do everything possible to keep you safe.
Yeah, because they have so much. I mean, the airlines have a lot riding on it, too. They're going to do everything they can. But it was just so in August and, you know, last weekend, I don't know why. I've never been deplaned before. But since the pandemic hit, both times coming home, I got deplaned because of lightning in August. We had to get on, get off, get on, get off, get back. That wasn't ideal. And then last weekend, you know, got on. I think the pilot broke the toilet. We had to get off that plane because he broke the plane.
Okay.
So I was like, dude. Is there not another bathroom on this? Can't we just all hold it for like 30? You know, we're going to St. Louis. We're not going to like Paris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like everybody, let's take 15 minutes. Everybody runs out into the gate, go to the bathroom. Okay, nobody's going to hold it until we get to St. Louis. No, we had to wait for the jet to come. I was like, you're kidding me.
Oh my God.
And then, I got to tell you this story because I don't think I told this on the podcast real quick. And then we'll get some other folks in here. But so, okay, so we had, like, my plane was supposed to take off, like, at 5:30 or something. I was going to be home by, like, 7:10. You know, and that's the perfect time to get home on a Sunday night, right? I could see my girls. Mm-hmm. I could do a little work. You know, I could unpack my suitcase. And then Monday, I could get a full night's sleep, and I'm ready to go back to work on Monday. I was like, perfect flight time. Okay, so then, you know, the plane breaks. We got to go back out to the gate. We didn't even take off until, like, 8 o'clock. So I get home, like, at 10. Geez. Okay, so I get home, like, at 10. But here's the thing. After we get on the second plane, I can't believe I'm telling the story. After we get on the second plane, these two older ladies got on first because one was in a wheelchair, right? So they get on first. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the pre-board. This other family of three, they get on first too because the one guy's in a wheelchair. So they're both in like the front row of seats. You know, that row of seats that you got just the wall in front of you with like the heart if you're on Southwest. So anyway, they're up there and apparently the group of three, the lady's eating. Okay. So she's eating. So, the flight attendant had already been on the first plane. He'd explained everything that if you're going to eat, you just take your mask up, take it down, take it up, take it down. Like in between bites, you still cover back up, right? And if you're taking a drink, you get your drink, you cover back up, you don't keep it off for the flight. Okay, we all know that because I've been to Disney. And most people on the plane probably were at Disney. We know that's the rule. Okay, so we start backing away from the gate, and I'm like, hallelujah, we're finally on our way home. But we're like 4 hours late at this point. I'm like, yes. As soon as the plane starts backing up to taxi, I hear the older lady's like, you need to put your mask on across the aisle at the group of three in the front row on the other side. And so I'm in the third row. Okay. So I'm not behind them, but I'm two rows behind them. So then I hear the people on the other side. They go, I'm actively eating. I can keep my mask off because I'm actively eating. I'm like, oh, no.
And so now
this time we've turned the corner. So we're taxiing. You know, you taxi for like an hour at Orlando, right? I'm like, are we ever going to get to a runway, or are we just driving back to St. Louis on 75? I don't know. So anyway, we're taxiing. These two are going back and forth. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. And they're just yelling across the aisle. There's two flight attendants trying to calm them both down. She's like, no, the guy said you got to put your mask on between bites. She's like, I'm actively eating. I can keep it up. We turn the corner to go down the runway. Like, we're cleared for takeoff. We turn the corner. We are speeding up, and the flight attendants are still in the aisle. I'm like, if they have to stop this plane because they have to put these people in jail because they're going to start fighting, I'm going to kill all five of them because I am starving. I didn't have dinner. I'm late to get home. No. I want to see my girl. Dude, they're going back and forth. I'm like, dude, because I always hear on the news, you know, like people argue on a plane, like they'll land that sucker. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't go all the way, like they'll land in Atlanta or Nashville or somewhere. I'm like, if this plane has to land after we take off, because these two guys are, these ladies and guys are jaw-jacking at each other. Oh, I was getting so mad. I was about ready to be like, I don't even care about either five of you. I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong. Shut up and just hold your breath till we get home. I want to go home. It was nuts. I was like, dude, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. If I thought that plane was going to have to go back to the gate. I was fired up. I was like, oh, and they waited until the thing started rolling. I'm like, we're going to have this argument, have it before we leave the gate, and then they can just usher you right down the little tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, so fired up.
I thought you were going to say that her food fell to the floor.
I didn't even know. I didn't care. I was about ready to go take. I don't know what she was eating. Like, I guess she got something from the food court. I was about ready to take her food and be like, put that mask on. When you get to St. Louis, there's a Dunkin' Donuts right there in the gate. Get along, John. I was just like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's great. Oh, I have to tell you, I did get a reservation last minute. I'm going to do the brunch at homecoming.
Oh, you're so lucky. That is so good. Get the hallelujah biscuit.
The hallelujah biscuit.
It's got everything.
I was like, I kept trying and trying. It wasn't coming up, and I kept calling, nothing, and then just clicked. I called and they had it. It was perfect.
That is perfect. So, you're going to love it.
So I think that's January 2nd I'm doing that.
Oh, that's Mallory's birthday.
Oh, I'll think of her while I'm eating it.
Think of me. She doesn't care about stuff like that. I do.
Okay. No, all right. I'll think of you.
All right.
Every bite, and I'll take selfies as I'm doing it.
Yes, please do. Now, what day do you go down? I forget. The December what?
The 27th.
27th. Yeah, man. This is a Christmas, and then you're out of here.
Yeah, that's it. I can't wait.
No. The dog's barking at nothing, I hope. Yes, in
15 days, and I'll be there.
Very good. And hey, I got a pair of those Christmas Crocs for Mallory. She loves them.
Yeah, did they have enough of those there?
Oh, they were everywhere. Well, they had them, there was a ton of them. So I got hers at Pop Century.
They don't have them at Shop Disney.
No, they don't.
They don't have them.
I know, because I get home. Okay, so I got Paige, you know, she's 24. I got her like this thermal kind of cool looking Christmas Mickey. It's like a thermal shirt, not really a sweatshirt. It's a little thinner, but it's like a winter shirt. And she's like, why didn't you get me the Crocs? I'm like, I didn't know you wanted the Crocs. I didn't know you wanted those. So so then I'm like, okay, I got to find some. Nope, they're not on Shop Disney. So you're right.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. If I see them, do you want me to pick you up a pair?
No, she's good. She's got everything. She'll get over it. Because it'll be after Christmas at that point. No, I'm good. Nope. That's good. Yep. And Laurie says she has the Christmas Crocs too, and she loves them. I didn't know they light up until Mallory started stomping around.
Oh, they light up too?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something that like a Mickey head or something lights up. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I'm like, what's up with that?
I thought it just had the fur inside.
No, they have the fur. Yeah, no, they have the fur. Mallory loves that, but they have like a little light up. I think it's a Mickey head.
Oh, my.
She's got them with her.
I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I can't wait because they're so comfortable.
Yes.
They've done something to them now that they don't hurt your feet. Years ago when they first came out and all, they had those little bumpy things in this Croc.
Yes.
and that would hurt the bottom of my foot.
Until your foot gets used to them. Because I used to have those, and I loved them back. Because I wore them 15 years ago. Because in Eric's asking, are they still a thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've kind of come back. It was this whole...
Yeah.
It was this thing called the Visco Girls. It was like an internet thing, and then everybody started wearing them again. But yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. They've kind of made them a lot more comfortable. And they're not as rigid. They used to be like tougher plastic. Now they're softer.
Yeah. The neon yellow, I wear them, and they're so comfortable.
So does Scott. Oh, those mm-hmm. things are just, you can.
I will take that picture. I promise. Okay.
You're not sneaking up on anybody with those on. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no. Everyone sees me coming a mile away anyway.
That's right.
Neon yellow or not.
That's right.
So.
That is right.
I mean, I walk in the park with that costume on, and forget it. Everyone was going crazy.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got to run, Alfred, because I'm getting some other people in here. Oh, Mallory is in the chat room. So you'll be able to see Mallory in the chat room as we talk about her. She's in the car.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, Alfred.
All right.
All right. See you, brother. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So I want to get this out there real quick before we get to our next call about, hey, to Mallory, who's watching somewhere between here and Springfield, Illinois. We were just talking about your Crocs. So next Sunday is going to be a very special Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. We are going to kind of throw the Disney to the side for a little bit. Now, you can talk about Disney if it fits the theme. But if you remember, last Christmas Eve, we put out a show. It was all about our Christmas or holiday memories. So, for example, I talked about how we always went to my grandparents' Rallman, and I met with my cousins, and we exchanged gifts. We did a candlelight service at 11 o'clock at our church. We're going to talk about your favorite Christmas or holiday memories next Sunday night, because I'm going to put that out as a podcast on that following Thursday, which is Christmas Eve, the 24th. So if you could think this entire week, think about it for 1 second, or for a week, and come up with a favorite gift you got as a child, right? Was it a, I don't know, some kind of Tonka toy? Was it, for me, it was a Commodore 64. Oh, when I got that, I was in heaven. Was it a strawberry shortcake game that you got as a child? Whatever. Or was it a favorite way that you celebrated? Like, for example, my grandparents would come over on Christmas morning. After we opened our gifts, we would go to Denny's and have breakfast, which was weird, but we did that. So what did you do? How do you celebrate? What were some of your favorite gifts? But let's kind of talk about nostalgia next Sunday night, about your favorite Christmas gifts, favorite celebrations, maybe the foods you have that might be different. I know some people do like lasagna on Christmas Eve. I don't know what that's about, but some people do. So we are going to talk about that next Sunday night. So please think about that this week. And if you would, even if you don't normally call in, you just kind of hang out in the chat and listen to the show, give us a call, because I love hearing from all around the country, all around the world, because we all have such different experiences. So next Sunday night, give us a call. It's going to be on the 20th. We're going to talk Christmas memories again, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we'll put that up. Yeah, like Rinky saying, Mike Tyson punch out. See, I love hearing that kind of stuff. Because that was, back in the day, good stuff. All right, so I just want to get that out there. Margie has been waiting patiently forever. Margie, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
I was trying to send some money to give Kids the World, but I couldn't find the site or anything like that.
Well, so the site that we use for ours is that one expired last Sunday. We only had it up for the weekend for the live show. But if you go to, here's the thing. If you want to help them out, you can just go to gktw.org. You know, the Give Kids the World, gktw.org. And they have many, many ways to donate there. So you could check them out there, and they'd sure appreciate that.
Oh, that's good. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, I might do that. Oh, can you send me your address so I can send you a Christmas card?
Absolutely. Hey, send me an email. Just send it to mike@brguestpodcast.com, and I'll give it out.
Go to where?
Can you send an email? Just my email address is just mike, at brguestpodcast.com.
Can I do that on Facebook?
Okay, yeah. I don't normally get on Facebook, but if you send me a message there, I'll look. I'll look this week. I usually stay... during the election, I stayed off of Facebook for a few months, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Can you get me Pam's email address? Because I'm going to send her a Christmas card, too.
I can ask her. I don't even know what her address is. I think she lives in a secret bunker, but I'll see if I can get it. I'll ask her tomorrow night when we record. She doesn't want me showing up in Pittsburgh somewhere where she lives. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll ask her tomorrow night.
Okay. So, I hope you guys have a nice Christmas and everything like that. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Hey, it's got to be better than 2020, right? We're going to have a good year, I think.
I can't wait until this year is all over with.
Me too.
Oh, God. My washer blew up over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So I had to get another washer and dryer and stuff like that.
Buying stuff like that is just no fun. Like, you know, if your TV goes out, you can buy like a bigger fun TV, you know, stuff like that. A washing machine or like a dishwasher or something, like a furnace, like all that stuff is so terrible because it's not fun, but you got to have it.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, it is.
Well, you have clean clothes.
I just love you guys so much. So much and everything like that.
I sure appreciate that. We love you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go then.
Okay, Margie, Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you soon. I'll try to get that address for you from Pam.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, so we're on the hunt for Pam. We got to get Pam's address, and we'll figure that out. All right, 407-413-9395. Nobody post Pam's address in the chat, even if you can figure it out, because I know there's a lot of ways to figure stuff out. So, let's don't. I will ask her and get the release of information if she wants it out there. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's on the line?
Hey, Mike. This is Ashley in Orlando. How are you?
Hey, Ashley in Orlando. I saw before I started the show that it was like 76 tonight at Walt Disney World. I'm so jealous.
It's warm today. We've been in the 40s the past few weeks, so it's been pretty chilly here, actually.
I pray for you guys. Our high today was 38, so there you go. I'll keep you in my prayers.
I had to wear a sweatshirt the past few weeks. It's crazy.
God, I hope you guys make it. I know. I hope you guys make it. You know, it's going to be 22 in the morning when I run.
Know.
Yeah.
Wish us your best. Yeah you guys, we need all the thoughts and prayers you can get.
Totally. It's 50-50 whether you make it to Wednesday. I know.
Right? Yeah. No, it was nice today, though. And it was a beautiful day. I wanted to call you and let you know what I did today. So have you heard of the Ear for Each Other group on Facebook?
I am not on Facebook very much. We broadcast on Facebook, but I'm not on it very much. I think I've heard of it, though. Is it the folks that are helping out with the cast member pantry and all that stuff?
No, that's another separate thing, which is equally as amazing. But the Ear for Each Other group is all furloughed or laid off Disney cast members that have their side jobs that they're looking to make money. So it's a lot of crafts and like amazing baked goods. I actually ordered pasta from a laid-off sous chef from the Disney Dream a couple weeks ago. So, you can get incredible things in this group. But today in Celebration, Florida, they had a street fair, and a lot of them were vendors there. So I got to go out there and get some great Christmas gifts from these cast members. So would highly recommend checking out that group if you haven't. It's amazing.
Okay, so what's it called? Because that sounds like a wonderful idea, especially here in the next couple of weeks, to help make the holidays better for everybody.
Yeah, for the Christmas shopping, it's great. So the group is called Ear for Each Other. And it started, I was in it right around when the layoffs started happening, and there was about 3,000 or 4,000 people. I think now they're at like 45,000 members. It's amazing. Anything you need, a lot of people will ship worldwide, and you can get some great stuff on there. And they really need our support. So definitely check them out.
I agree. I mean, the 2020 has been a year that, you know, nobody could have seen coming. I mean, you know, I work in travel, and, you know, I've been fortunate enough that the good news about having the podcast is, like, if you listen to our show, you're pretty much all in on travel and all in on Disney.
Yeah.
Like, my guests have now, I guarantee, you know, probably 75% of my guests didn't travel, but fortunately, like 25% did. And so I'm able to just, you know, we're paying the bills, we're making it. You know, it's definitely not what it was in 2019, I can tell you that. But the thing is,
right,
you know, the thing is, we're all learning. We're having to get side hustles just to make it through. And I think that's going to be, you know, the state of life here until maybe mid-2021. You know, you got to find something temporary, and then hopefully things return and we get back to doing what we love. Because I know the cast members with their side hustles, you know, some of these could turn into full-time, you know, entrepreneur type, you know, new businesses for them.
Yeah.
But I know they probably, deep down in their heart, probably want to make the magic for folks like us that come down to Florida.
Totally. Yeah, they definitely miss it. And just kind of piggyback off of what you just said, the 75% who aren't traveling this year, they're all itching to travel in 2021. So you're definitely going to pick back up. That's for sure.
Right.
I think we're all starting to get a little stir crazy.
Totally. I've been thinking the same thing, you know, because I listened to other podcasts, and I was listening to a guy named Johnny Jett, who's a travel, like, he's not a podcaster, he's like a blogger. Okay. But the thing is, you know, he says the same thing that I've been thinking is that, you know, this is when it was really busy, like in 2018 and 2019, because it was, you know, the economy was hopping, like, and people were traveling. I mean, I didn't have time to do anything. Like, I was working all the time. You know, obviously it slowed down here in 2020, but the thing is, I think, you know, I'd say the second half of 2021 is going to be insane, because everybody's going to be like,
oh, I agree.
You know, they've kind of maybe, you know, just not been able to do anything. So I really think this is what I think. I think domestic travel is going to pick up big time in 21. And then people start cruising again and going to, you know, Europe and, you know, Southeast Asia. You know, I know Hawaii's a domestic location, but I mean, it's more of an investment of your time and travel. But I think, you know, 2021 is going to be the time to see the States. If you're here in the States, it's going to be domestic travel big time.
I agree. Definitely. I totally agree with that. But yeah, I mean, and I know this has been asked on your show before, but for someone like me, who's a local with an annual pass, I mean, I'm a Patreon supporter, but how can we help? Like, can you just book hotel stays if I was doing a couple nights at a hotel?
Right.
That's something you would be able to handle. Oh, great.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, you know, I get that everybody's comes from different positions, and I sure appreciate the Patreon, because that does help us pay the bills. Because I was just thinking, you know, I have always footed the bills for the last 12 years. It's not a big deal, because I love it. It's my thing, you know, right? It's what I do. But it was like, oh my gosh, you know, the income that I used to use for that is gone. And it really helps.
Right.
But the thing is, just spread the word about the show, you know, every once in a while when you're on social media, because when we pick up a new listener, that person can either, you know, stick with us for 10 years. They might not like it after an episode, but you know, I just like to build the base, you know, of the show and get to meet new people. And eventually those people might travel and, you know, it just kind of goes from there. But I, you know, the biggest thing is just getting more listeners and getting more folks in our family, because it helps us do more for Give Kids the World and, you know, have more people calling in on a Sunday night.
Absolutely. And I actually, two things. So I went to the Give Kids the World, what was it called? Night of a Million Lights. It was incredible.
Yes.
My mom and sister were here last week, and it was really spectacular. But the night before we went, totally unrelated, but I was going for a run in my neighborhood, and I saw someone in a lizard t-shirt on my run. And we didn't get a chance to actually chat and introduce ourselves. We just kind of did the wave, like, you know, mid-sprint. But it was so, I saw the lime green from a distance, and I was like, oh, that's definitely a lizard shirt.
That's why we picked that color. We picked that color so you can find us at the races, because there's so many people. And and hopefully it'll keep you from getting hit by a car when you're out on your training runs. People can see you. But yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, and that's so fun. I still can't believe a lot of the stuff with the podcast, that people are like, I ran into somebody in a lizard shirt somewhere. I don't know. Like, that cracks me up in Florida. So I do have the sign right here on the camera. Night of a Million Lights. You can get your tickets right now. GKTW.org/lights. And I think it's after December 20th.
Here. You have to go.
Oh my God. So awesome. Is it?
Incredible.
So had you been to, you've obviously, you went to Osborne Lights, right? You've been to those?
Oh yeah. That was fantastic. And it's really similar, you know, it's different caliber, but really just spectacular. We loved it. I'm going to go back for sure.
And how about the sassy 6-foot Santa? He was pretty. Pretty cool. I love that guy.
Yeah, that was great. I just see that. Yeah, it was such a great experience. He loved it.
And the whole thing is, while you're there, you just feel like I don't know. And I'm very cheesy, but the thing is, it just felt good on so many levels. Right, you're doing something good for families that need it. But God, I was in Christmas lights with Christmas music and hot cocoa, and I was with people that I really enjoy being with. It was just. It was one of the best things of 2020 for sure. Yeah, win-win-win, totally.
Yeah, so anyone that's coming down, definitely check that out. And even if you're not coming down, and check out Facebook group Ear for Each Other. It will not disappoint. You can find anything on there. The talent is unbelievable. I mean, you have Imagineers that are working their side hustles, photographers. I'm just in that group, so definitely check it out.
It's like the Night of a Million Lights, right? I mean, you're getting something done that you want to do, that you got to get done, but you're helping folks out at the same time.
Yeah, and you're helping some of our favorite people who made the magic for us for so long. Great to give back in that way. It's again, another win-win. So
that's awesome.
Certainly check that out for sure. So mad I missed you. Actually, I was at there. I was at Give Kids the World the night before you were there. I was so upset.
You know what? There was a bunch of reality TV people there that night too, from Big Brother and from Amazing Race. And I was like, no, I didn't know.
Oh, I love Amazing Race.
I know. Well, hey, real quick, side. What do you think about this season? I don't like this season, and I love the show.
You know what? My sister binge watching all the old seasons on Hulu, literally, right, as we speak. But we don't like this season either because we miss watching people book their own travel. Like,
same.
I miss the chaos at the airport, and they don't do that anymore.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, none of that happens. It's not the same.
Exactly. I like where somebody can, like, sneakily find a better flight that connects through some obscure city.
Yeah.
And it's a risk. Like, you might get in 8 hours behind everybody, but you might get in 2 hours ahead. You know, I agree
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. You don't see that element anymore. It's weird.
Right. But this season, though, those alliances, I hate that alliance thing. Because I was a Gary and D'Angelo fan, so I was fired up last week. I'm like, come on now, like, you're just boxing them out.
Me too.
Oh, so mad.
And I always root for the team with no alliance, so we'll see. I don't know who I'm gonna even root for this season, but yeah, I agree.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for sharing that, because I hope we can all support those folks because they always take care of us.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And thanks again for doing this every Sunday. We love it. And I can't wait to see you next time you guys come down. Have a really happy holiday.
Hope sure thing.
See you soon.
Hey, call next Sunday night with a Christmas memory or holiday memory. We'd appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I have so many. I'll call in there for sure. I was a cast member formerly, so I'll give you some of my Christmas Day memories as a cast member.
Yes, that'll be awesome. All right, well, hey, have a great week, and thanks again for sharing that. I appreciate it.
You too, Mike. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay,
have a good
see
one.
You later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. How awesome is that when we can help out folks that need it and get your Christmas shopping done at the same time? You're right. I mean, the thing is, that's... You know, if you think about it, cast members aren't just cast members, even though I think those of us that travel to Walt Disney World from places like Missouri, we just see them as a singular role, right? If you are a server at your favorite restaurant, say at Liberty Tree Tavern, we see that person as an amazing server, and we see them, I think, one-dimensionally as, God, they're so good at being a server. They bring the food out perfectly. They have great rapport with the guests. They're on top of it. They know when you need a new soda. They know when you need another thing, a mac and cheese. You know, they're right there. But they probably have a lot of other talents, and it's cool to kind of see this stuff happen. So check out that Facebook group. That's awesome. All right, we have a next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Marlessa. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday. I heard your quarantine is almost up. You get to escape.
Yes. Tomorrow is the last day. Yes, it has been a long 2 weeks, especially since my birthday fell within that, but I still had plenty of cake due to the wonder of dessert delivery. So
oh, my gosh. Yes. You got to like that. I know Paige just got out of quarantine. She got contact trace. She didn't have anything, but she was with somebody that had it in the program, and she just got out yesterday. So she was losing her mind, because she's normally on the go all the time, and she was locked up in her room. She has an apartment with three other friends, and she basically just had to stay in her room, and that's hard. So God help me if it happens to me. I'll lose my stuff. I don't know what I would do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's been hard. It's been hard not to run. I did have a day or two where I tried to do a little bit of running in my apartment, which is not anywhere near as fun as running outside, and it's very hard to do in an apartment, right? But
I would
think literally
so.
Like back and forth just wanna.
Well, hey,
remember
at the beginning of quarantine, I think some guy like in France or somewhere or Italy, he ran like a full marathon on his balcony. Like he just went, I think it was like a 10-foot balcony. He just went, like I don't even know how many times it was. He ran 26 miles back and forth. No thanks.
Wow. I could not do that. I would do it once or twice and then say, okay, this is boring. I'm also, I would also be worried about, I don't know, falling over somehow. I don't know, but I don't know. That's crazy. I have to look that up. I actually didn't see that or hear about that.
Yes,
but,
it was. He had a video of it. I think he like sped it up and showed it. But here, I will say, I have like if I've been at say like 18.97 miles or something on the day, I've walked like, you know, 13 laps around the house to get up there. I'm so stupid. Yeah, I do stuff like that.
No, that makes sense. I get it. I'm here to support your.
That's it.
Your quirk.
So what else is going on? What about all this news and what's a lesson from 2020?
Lesson from 2020. I'm not quite sure about that one, but I did want to talk about. I don't know if this was talked about at the top of the show because I got on a little late today, but all of the exciting Disney Investor Day news,
that was
everything
crazy.
That's coming to Disney Plus.
What isn't coming to Disney? And the thing is, I feel bad because I don't watch TV unless it's sports. Now, I was excited that the SEC signed a deal with Disney after 2024. They're getting all the games. But other than that, I binge watched The Mandalorian because my girls were out of town this weekend. So I'm caught up. That was interesting. I'm not going to say anything, but yeah, I don't watch TV, but I mean, I'm excited for those that do. They're definitely going all in on Disney Plus.
Oh, absolutely. Since I know that this podcast sometimes makes things happen, since you said like what's not on Disney Plus, they still haven't added the Aladdin TV series or House of Mouse. So fingers crossed that Disney, I know you listen to this podcast, so try to make that happen.
That's right.
But yes, for sure. Because we got to start testing that out, right? Because so far it's been a few coincidences, but now we've just planted the seed a little bit. But yeah, a lot of great news for like Star Wars fans and really excited about like Tiana and Moana getting their own shows. Excited. And I am excited to see Hayden Christensen coming back because I saw
you on Twitter, you know, talking about that you're big. Because I mean, people, when that movie was out, people dogged on him so hard. And I didn't think it was that bad, you know, because I love the Star Wars movies. I thought he was fine. Like, he looked evil, like, especially in episode 3, man. I thought he did great. But I saw you were all in on him. You're like, I've been in his corner since 2000. Hallelujah. He's coming back.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad you saw that too. Yeah, I was a proud tweet for me because yeah, the prequels are rough for sure. For a lot of reasons, and the dialogue is. I mean, he's talking about sand. You know, for God's sakes. I mean, that's not the most romantic topic to me, or I don't think most people. But I think with Hayden, you know, I've seen him in some other movies like Shattered Glass, Life of a House. Like, you know, it is. Even the best actors have trouble with bad dialogue. I mean, you know, Ewan McGregor, Natalie Portman have been in so many films. And so I am excited to see with like a different director, different, like what he can do for this. Like I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. And as you saw from my tweet, I'm like, yes, this is my time. This is my time as a defender of this man.
But I mean, he was like he was probably like 20, right? In those, the prequels. And now I guess he'd be about 40, right? I mean, I guess it fits the storyline if they go the same sequence, however that works, you know, the timeline.
Yeah, so I know it's going to take place about 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, which will be hopeful because obviously him and Ewan are both older now, so that makes sense. Like he's almost 40. I think Ewan McGregor is about 10 years older than him. But I'm excited. Like Obi-Wan is the kind of fan service-y show that I'm personally excited for. Like, I know some people love Ahsoka, some people hoping for some other shows in the future, but this is definitely one that I'm really excited for. So I was definitely tuning into, I try to tune into the Investor Day presentation when it happens. And I also see Alfred in the chat supporting my love for House of Mouse. Yes. So
Alfred's
also on board. We gotta make this happen. It's one of the few things not on Disney Plus. It's killing me. But I'm really excited about all that news, and definitely proves that they are all in on streaming. As a film fan, it is, again, like kind of rough to see what's going on with the theaters, but I understand from a business standpoint, from what I do for work and just from a consumer standpoint, why streaming is such a big deal right now.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because you're in the business, and I know this isn't really Disney, but it's tangentially related with what Warner did with HBO Max and AT&T and all that stuff, where in 2021, they're going to drop you know, theater movies and streaming on the same day. So like starting, I think, with Wonder Woman. Again, I heard this on another podcast. But I mean, it's going to come out for streaming and at the theaters. I mean, won't that kill? I mean, I guess they know people probably aren't going to the theaters as much, but God, that's got to be just a punch in the gut to all movie theaters that they're going to, because I would never go to a movie if I could just watch it on my big home theater. You know, that's just me though.
It is, because a conversation I've had with a lot of people lately is that, and I don't blame people. Like, I don't blame you for having that opinion or like a lot of other people, because I feel like for me personally, like I'm just like so invested in being, you know, film buff and like the idea of the experience in theater. But I kind of feel that, unfortunately, unless you're someone who just loves the whole experience of, you know, oh, it's cinema and it has to be on the big screen, it is hard to argue for that, unfortunately, because from a practical standpoint, you know, especially if you're a parent and you have a few kids,
right,
it's obviously much more expensive to take all your kids to the theater, get the snacks versus popping in, you know, one-time rental fee or one-time purchase fee, and then you're in the comfort of your home, bathroom breaks are easier, et cetera. But yeah, no, it's definitely difficult. I'm a big Wonder Woman fan, so I am excited to see it on Christmas Day via the HBO Max, but it would have been wonderful to see it on the big screen. It's definitely going to be difficult, I think, for the film industry. I'm not, you know, excited about the decision, but I understand why Warner Brothers is doing that due to the circumstance. And similarly, how, you know, Disney has Soul coming out, I think that's also Christmas Day. Yeah. And, you know, what they did with Mulan, I know you and I talked about that. I'm always here to add the industry side to this whenever it's about.
And it's good to have somebody like you that knows all this stuff, you know, because like I thought about it, like say like another big Star Wars movie comes out, right? Because I always went, you know, to the midnight showing, you know, for all the prequels, you know, for 7, 8, 9, I always bought the ticket at the very first showing because it was an event, right? You saw everybody was dressed up and they were waiting outside the theater, and you know, there was an energy there. So I would still go for like events to the theater, but I wouldn't go just for what you would call like a movie. You know, like when I was growing up, I'm a little bit older than you, but like, you know, when I was in middle school, we'd go see like Throw Mama from the Train or, you know, whatever, just some average movie. You just went to the movie house or to the theater to watch it. You know, I think right now it'd have to be like an event to go. And I think that's what movie theaters are going to become. You know, it's going to be, I've never been to one because we don't have them here, but I hear about these places called like Alamo Draft House, where you go and you get dinner and a movie and beer and, you know, drinks, and they serve you. And it's like a whole, you know, it's kind of like, I think they have like the dining fork at Disney Springs before all this happened. You know, I think it's going to become more of like, it's a big event, you know. Maybe it'll have like old movies, like re-releases, rather than so many, you know, new releases. I think they're going to have to reinvent themselves coming out of this, probably, theaters.
Yeah, that would be cool. I know that in New York City, and I'm sure other places did this as well, there was this really cool place that I got to check out a few times before COVID started, where it was basically called Spoons and Tunes, and you pay like a flat fee. I think it was like $15 or something like that. And it was basically, you're in a really comfy chair in a kind of old school style theater, and they would play old cartoons. So sometimes it was more recent stuff like SpongeBob, or really old stuff like the Flintstones, and the people, they would vote on it, and you got limitless cereal. There were cocktails based on the cereal. So like fun nostalgia.
That's cool.
Stuff like that. So
I love that idea.
That's really fun. I know. I got to tell you, like, really quickly, like, I think you had like 2 episodes in a row of Mike in the Midwest that mentioned cereal. And I've been just like dying for all these like old cereals since those episodes. Like, I've been trying to just think, oh man, I got to get more Captain Crunch. I know I got to get this. I got to get that. Because it really made me crave cereal. And I usually don't crave cereal. So
I eat cereal every night before bed. I eat a bowl of cereal. But here's the thing, because I figure it's like my early breakfast for my run. I just eat it way early. So I'll tell you one more thing about cereal, and maybe I'll tell this story on Mike in the Midwest at some point, but I came really close. I was looking into starting a business, like a little restaurant, like a little cafe in our town here, and it was going to be called Cereal Killers, and it was just going to be all dried cereals, and like you could, you know, get just a bowl of Captain Crunch, or, you know, like I'd try to get the more like retro type cereals if I could find them. But also like combinations of like, you know, Reese's Puffs with Fruit Loops, you know, and have some kind of crazy name. And you buy it by the bowl and you have different kind of milk. Yeah. I was seriously, I was hot on this for like 2 months. I was like, I'm starting a restaurant. And then there's a place like called Cereal Killers in Chicago. They took it and they've done it. So There you go. It's
I know. I meant to tell you. I googled that whenever you said just now, and I was like, Mike, hate to break it to you, but there is, but they have Killers with a Z. So maybe if you just see the traditional spelling, maybe.
But I remember, like, we were just driving down the highway. I was like, Serial Killers. That'll be the perfect name for this little cafe in St. Louis. It'll be all cereals. People love it. I was like hot on. I was talking to my brother-in-law, like trying to get him to invest and all this. And then I'm like, I know nothing about how to run a restaurant. What am I thinking? Like, great idea. But then I'll be in there like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you kidding me? I know how to make bowls of cereal because I eat them every night. It's all I know. So, yeah, it was a good idea for a few hours. But then I was done.
Fun few hours. Mm-hmm. Always fun to have ideas like that. That sounds good in theory. But then, yep. I don't know. If I actually have to execute this idea, how will that go?
It'd be fun.
Would
have been, I'm sure. I would have eaten all the profits. That would have been the problem. I'd have been dipping into the Cocoa Puffs.
Sure. It'd be like local restaurant owner eats own supplies.
He gains 100 gains 100 pounds and loses $100,000. Details at 10. That's how it would have been on the news.
A true tragedy.
Yes, totally. Totally. Well, hey, so do you have a story for us next Sunday night? Some kind of a holiday tradition you have or a favorite gift or something?
Yes, I have a few ideas. I'll try to settle on like one or two that I think would be fun to share. I always love the Christmas Eve episodes that you do. They're always really fun. And I'm excited to share the traditions. And I'm also excited. I believe it's about 24 days until I'm back. Yes. At Walt Disney World for, I know we've talked about this a million times, like obviously still a little sad about the marathon being canceled, but I understand. I feel like it'll be even sweeter when I finally get to have my in-person Run Disney race, but yeah. Still excited to be a pop. And hopefully I know, people have had to cancel and I understand the different reasons, but hoping to see as many people as possible, from a Beer Guest podcast and Lizard, families.
Right. It's coming up and, you know, it is what it is. You know, like we knew Star Wars was probably not going to happen, but still that morning when it came out over Twitter, I was like, oh man, not again. But, you know, I think it's like it hurt worse the very first one. Like when they canceled Star Wars last year, that really, really hurt. But, you know, it's like I think that we've been disappointed so many times at this point. Like it doesn't even hurt anymore. Like we're just like, okay, whatever. Like seriously, like. What else is getting taken away? You know, like last year it was like, oh my God, they're not going to do Star Wars. This year it was like, yeah, we knew that was coming. Oh, well. Yeah. 2021 will be awesome. That next race will be sweet. So you'll get your race.
Yeah. Are you still going in January?
I'm trying to work it out. I'm doing what I can. It depends on finances and a few other things, but I am trying. That's the plan. We'll see how the rest of the month goes.
Looking forward to seeing you if you're there.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. All right. Well, hey, I got to scoot because we're way long on this one. But next Sunday night, we're going to be talking holiday tradition. So I can't wait to get yours on the air.
Sounds good. This is what happens when we talk about Star Wars at all, or cereal.
And cereal.
But yes, have a good night.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Melissa. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Hope you feel better. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We sure appreciate that very much. Yes, Alfred, I will put the invitation out to Pam and Ricky to join us next Sunday night. I don't know if they can because I haven't. They're usually busy on Sunday night. But hey, it's a holiday season. They can put down the Christmas cookies and come on over. So don't forget, next Sunday night, that's December 20th, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. It's our holiday traditions episode, so please get that thought, that story together for us. To share, you know, a favorite gift from childhood, a favorite tradition that you did with family or friends, how you celebrate, what is unusual about where you celebrate in your corner of the world. We're going to have a good time next Sunday night, kind of kicking off Christmas week. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget these shows always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Please book your next trip with us over at themagicforless.com. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link. We're getting down to crunch time. As you shop on Amazon, it's one extra click. It costs you nothing. It's just a little and you're done. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon and shop to your heart's desire, and we'd appreciate that. Also, a sincere thank you here in 2020 to our patrons. You guys have really, really helped us keep this all going. Just I can't thank you enough. And if you'd like extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. Of course, Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest Podcast. All right, we are going to get out of here. But of course, you got another podcast hitting your feed in about 51 minutes if you're watching live. And if not, it is a Thursday for you. Hopefully you're doing well. You have another show tomorrow on Friday. So for Ricky and Pam virtually, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday, depending on when you're listening, or who knows, maybe you're listening in 2025. Hey, hope you're doing well there too. Have a great evening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.